Hello and welcome to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Powell. For this episode, we'll be listening to The Spanish Guitar of Oscar Gilia. It is on the Angel record label from 1970. It's S36849. I've got the record jacket in my mitts here, and there's a picture of a young Oscar Gilia playing his guitar. He's got wonderful form with both the right and the left hand. He's got sort of a, not really a bolo tie, but sort of a Segovia-like tie thing going on. You can tell he's got the formal gown. And then there's this really cool rosette-style collage or mosaic almost on the front. It's got some symmetry to it. It's just extremely cool. All in all, this is a great record. I'm looking forward to picking apart the tracks of it, and we'll do that right after this. I was extremely excited to be able to review this record. It's been a thing that I don't have a lot of recordings of this guitar player, and I first learned of his name clear back in 2001 when I started my graduate studies at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Before there were the Facebook groups and Facebook chatter, the social networking of these days here in 2021, if you go back 20 years, the internet was still around, but some of these things were done a little bit differently. There were things called news groups that were there, and you could sign up through them, through your internet provider or whatever. You end up getting on this great big email chain, and I was part of one of those, and it was really cool because I was connecting with people all over the U.S. and all over the world, really, and having some, virtual interactions. Now, keep in mind, this was typing. This wasn't, video conferencing was around, but it wasn't a thing that was really as prevalent as it is today. Anyway, and so I remember first learning of Oscar Gilia in those days. And it was always explained to me that he played a wonderfully beautiful tremolo. And I guess this was a nugget that I hung on to. And so it's been fun looking up the guitarist that is Oscar Gilia. So he is an Italian guitar player born in 1938. He's one of the, I don't like to use this term, but one of the golden boys or one of the poster boys of the Segovia summer master classes that happen in Siena, Italy. And so, you can tell on this recording, this is his third LP, by the way. I did not start with his first one. I just acquired a huge collection of records to be reviewing, and I'm very excited to pour through that. This is the first one I saw, and I thought, oh my gosh, I gotta start on this guy's here. And so, anyway, we have some very, very clear Segovia-like choices in the repertoire. I think it's just sort of, we start off this record with a very vibrant rendition of the Tarantella by Castelnuovo Tedesco. It is an Italian guitarist playing the music of an Italian composer. And Tarantella is, of course, the tarantula dance. Not everybody knows about that, but the idea is that you start slow and go faster and faster and faster. My understanding is that it was a gypsy belief that you could get rid of the poison in the spider bite through doing that. Now, whether that's a bunch of romantic nonsense, I'm not sure, but I've been told that story multiple times by multiple teachers. And so anyway, that's the deal with that. Wonderful playing of that. Incidentally, I have not gone into this very much in the other episodes, but I wanted to make sure to point out, I lowered the RPM on this turntable by 2%. I noticed that a couple of the pieces seemed to be not in tune with the ones that I had heard before. I don't know what's going on, if it's just a particular day going on here, but I have noticed that I've had to drop the spinning percentage. So anyway, I'll start really making sure to note that on here so you can be aware of that, I guess. What I do is I take the piece of music and I line it up with a source pitch and make sure that they line up, and then it's in tune. That's how I do that. So I went down 2% on that to make this one spin in tune, as it were. On to the second track, Tarina. Here's the deal. My take on some of the repertoire choices of records from this time, middle 60s, early 70s, that kind of stuff for classical guitar. If you were a classical guitarist, it really looks like, if you were a classical guitarist in those days, it seems to me that Tarina, the Fantasia Sevillana, was absolutely in your repertoire. Almost as important as having, the Albanese, the Lienda of earlier days. But any case, I've said before on this program that this is not one of my favorite pieces. Now, I will say this. I think that Oscar plays it fabulously, and I would listen to his rendition over many, many other players. I think his is right up there with Pepe Romero. I can actually feel the rhythms inside of the Rasquiato, which I cannot say for a lot of other guitar players. So bravo, Oscar, of you playing this back in 1970. Good job. We follow that with six preludes by Manuel Maria Ponce. Ponce wrote 24 preludes, and so this is a fourth of them. My guess is that he probably cherry-picked the ones he really liked. The F-sharp minor one, that beautiful one, is in there in the mix. And I think they're great choices, great pieces for this record. We follow up with Ohana. Ohana playing Tiento Antiguo. Now, the Tiento Antiguo is, this is this composer's take on Folias de España. And so you can hear it right away, that bum, 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 bum. And it goes on and on. And so that's a theme that has a whole bunch of mystique and all that sort of stuff with it. This treatment is pretty cool because you can hear the rhythm, but the harmonies really take you into quite a different direction. And so I hope you enjoy that portion of this. We follow up with a Poulenc Sarabande. Now, you might be aware of a different Poulenc Sarabande. Same composer, same title. This is a different piece. This is one I learned... I learned that this was dedicated to the guitarist Ida Presti. Hopefully, I'll be able to do some works, a recording of her as well on this program in the future. We'll see. This collection that I've got a hold of from a former student of mine, it's very vast. A lot of records. Joe Diaz, if you are listening, thank you very much for loaning these to me so I can get a lot done with it. So anyway... We follow this side, ends up with a Roussel piece of music, and it's entitled Segovia, Opus 29. I learned through a little bit of research on this that, I don't know, sometimes the lineage between all these composers is just absolutely fascinating. And I learned that Roussel was a student of... Vincent Dindy, and I learned about that composer's name not too long ago because a teacher of mine recently passed away. That would be Dr. Robert L. Larson from Indianola, Iowa. He very recently passed away, and he was a teacher of mine at Simpson College, and he was in the lineage, the teaching lineage of this Vincent Dindy, which I did not know who that was. But if you go back a couple of generations before that, you go all the way back to Salieri. And so I find that to be extremely, extremely cool. I've never been much of a composer, but I certainly respect those who do it. It's such a neat art and such a neat craft to be able to do. So anyway, so we round out a very... lovely first side. I think that Oscar Gilia's playing, I've heard little samples of it on YouTube and there over the days since YouTube's become popular. I really like this recording. His tone is beautiful. I will say the microphone is really hot in this recording situation. You're going to hear it a couple of times on the first side. You're going to hear some breathing going on. And that's the thing that we just kind of hear with Oscar on this recording. We hear the breathing. With this being his third recording on the Angel label, you'd think they would have had that figured out. I don't know. I certainly don't have super state-of-the-art equipment here, but I'm definitely hearing the breathing when it comes through, and it's mildly distracting, but regardless, beautiful tone, beautiful execution, very, very good technique, and away we go with side one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
what a wonderful first side. And so we're ready to flip the record over for side two of The Spanish Guitar of Oscar Quilea. Oscar shares with us the entire Suite Compostelana by Federico Mumpu, and it's played very, very well. I just really enjoy the playing technique, the prowess of the you know, the sound, the whole package that Oscar brings to the table with his playing. It's clear that he's playing from his heart. And I don't mean that in a way that indicates that he's not technically playing well. He's most certainly technically playing well. It's both. So I, you know, after really listening to this recording, I get why some of those folks in the news group back in the day were saying, hey, listen to the recordings of this guy. It's there. It's present. And now I will say, you can still get his recordings. They've been repressed onto the CDs and stuff. And I know I looked it up through the Naxos website. You can do the streaming and all that. So don't just because the name may not be a familiar name to you, whether it's Oscar Quilea or whether it's any other guitarist, I would say give it a listen and see. Don't be concerned if it's the standard repertoire and you're like, okay, I want to hear this again. You just might find a treasure. And I feel like I've done that with unearthing this copy of this record from 1970. So anyway, it's the entire Suite Compostelana, and then we end up the entire record with a Joaquin Rodrigo piece, Zarabanda Lejana. And I will tell you, if you listen to this last cut on the record here, I want you to listen to it in terms of harmony that's going on. I think that's what does it for me. That's what makes the piece sound exciting. It is not a piece that is, you know, technically flourishing with lots of ornamentation, etc. It's a bunch of chords, and it feels like a very vertical piece of music. I'm really talking with my hands here, and who knows, maybe we'll turn this into a video podcast at some point. Anyway, I have to remember, you cannot see that I'm slicing up and down with my hand like a knife on a cake or something like that. So I'm telling you to listen to this in a harmonic sense. And I think your mind will go into a lot of places that maybe if you weren't thinking of it that way, you'd go, this is not one of my favorite recordings. Thank you for listening. It was quite a little while between when I had my last episode out, and I appreciate all those of you who have tuned in. If you are out there listening in internet land, I would love for you to drop a line. You can go to the parent home base for this podcast by going to anchor.fm/PowellGuitar. That will get you in touch with sort of where all of this generates from. Otherwise, let me know where you're listening to us from, whether it's from iHeartRadio, whether it's from Google Podcasts or Amazon Podcasts. I've got it listed in a whole bunch of places, and I would love to hear from you. I would especially love to hear from listeners wherever you are in the world. So feel free to drop a line on any of the social networking that I have linked. But especially, I'd like to throw out a challenge to the listeners who are listening in Denmark. I understand that we're trending pretty highly in that country when I drop these podcasts. So I'll be looking and snooping and seeing who's out there. So thanks again for listening. Happy playing. Be safe and be well. And we will see you next time on the Classical Guitar LPs podcast.